Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We are moving. We're moving. Testing 1, 2. Go ahead. You do yours.
Yes. Yeah. Are we starting? Is it started?
It's starting right
now.
Has
it begun?
It's begun. Talk up. Let me see.
Should I take out my butt plug? Are we going?
Ugh, I hate your stupid voice.
Why?
Because now let's do a little pep, because sometimes we don't have pep in our step.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be a lively...
Peppy.
Lively podcast.
Well, happy Easter, everybody. It's actually Easter.
Today's Easter. It's not going to go up today.
This might not go up till Wednesday, but...
Yeah, but we're taping it on Easter.
We're taping it on Easter.
Because that's what we do on major holidays. We do podcasts.
We lay around and we think, let's do something for ourselves, for our careers.
A lot of people go out and maybe take a hike in the woods on a beautiful day.
That.
Yeah, people go up to the woods or go out.
Isn't Easter just like anything, like where it's just you have a big meal, you drink, you fight with your family, you go home?
I don't know. It's you guys have a...
Don't say you guys.
You have a different holiday every week. There's always some new holiday. And it shows how much non-Jews run this country. Because whenever you have a holiday, everything is fucking closed. The whole world is closed except for Walmart.
Okay, I would like for you to acknowledge that I said that exact same thing today, and now you're putting it off like I am.
No, I've said that forever. That
No. But you keep including me in a group. I'm not Christian, so
no, you're Protestant.
No, I'm not. That's what you can. I've never been baptized.
Your family's Protestant.
I've never gone to church.
Your family's Protestant.
They were baptized. My mother and my father were baptized.
Well, that's your religion is Protestant.
They're not religious either.
Well, you don't have to be religious to be Protestant. That's what you are.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Stop. I don't accept it.
Stop with your, I'm an atheist and that hipster atheist.
It's not hipster. It's not. It's just like, why? Like, it's such a bizarre thing that you won't accept it from me. First of all, the fact that you keep saying I'm Protestant is new. Because up until this morning... You've been telling people I'm Catholic.
It's all the same. It's either Jew or non-Jew. Catholic, Christian, Protestant. It's pretty much the same, if you ask me. You guys celebrate Easter. Christmas.
I don't celebrate anything because I.
Oh, you don't? You don't celebrate?
Yeah.
Did
I celebrate Christmas before Raina was born?
Yeah.
No.
You always wanted me to get you Christmas presents. You always are like, hey, what are we getting for Christmas?
I didn't.
Oh, you're wrong. You're flat out lying. That's a flat out.
No.
Flat out lie.
No, it's not.
Flat lie.
Did you celebrate Christmas? Your sister has a huge Christmas tree and Christmas decorations on her house.
Yeah, that she does that because her husband is...
Is what?
One of them, Catholic, Christian, or Protestant. One of them. So, you know, they celebrated. His kids, growing up when they were young, celebrated Christmas. I'm just saying how much Jews get blamed. We run this country, but we don't. You guys run this country. Everything closes down during... Christmas.
I just said
Christmas
that this
Eve,
morning.
Easter.
I said it shouldn't. I said not everything should close because it's a Christian holiday.
But I've said that for my whole
life.
Okay,
that's fine that you said it before. You're allowed to have those thoughts and feelings. That's okay.
It's not
what
a
I'm
feeling.
Saying is
it's
that why would I say that this morning and then
what
you include me in the group of like the shutting it down? I'm not in that group.
Well, what are you?
I'm nothing.
No, I'm not talking about...
I don't go to church. I'm not baptized.
Oh, so where are you going to be buried?
I'll buy a fucking plot.
In what? What kind of cemetery? You want to go into a...
Oh, get cremated.
You still got to get a plot?
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
You do, too.
Why would you have to get a plot if you're
so
cremated?
So people can go visit your gravestone,
Is
your
it
kids.
Cremated, the way I say it?
So your kids can go visit your grave... Your daughter can visit your gravestone?
No, she'll have my ashes.
You think she's going to carry your fucking ashes around for the rest of her life
mm-hmm.
and have to deal with that? Oh, we're moving. Where's the ashes?
Well, it's better than having to drive. What if she lives in, you know, Florida? She has to come all the way back to New Jersey to visit my gravesite?
If she's in town.
Isn't it easier to just have a little, I'll put it in a little, like, leather pouch. She could just, that'd be so easy to carry.
I'm going
to
have my ashes.
What are you going to do? What funny thing is it? Go ahead.
It's not going to be funny.
Oh, what are your ashes? Your ashes are going to be what?
Oh, really?
In a golf course?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rich.
Where are your ashes going to be? In a?
I just told you, in a leather pouch.
Yeah, in a fucking...
I'm going to have them molded into a butt plug.
Oh, wow. Whoa, molded into a butt plug. She's really throwing them out on Easter. Sacrilegious talk on Easter. That's good.
It's not my fucking holiday.
But you always like when you want
it's
something.
It's not even that I don't believe in always... God. I don't believe in religion.
Oh, okay? Do you believe in God? Yes or no? I would say yes. You're better off.
Well, yeah, that's.
Huh? You're better off. You don't want to die and not believe in God. And when you get there, he goes, well, huh? You were an unbeliever.
Right, okay. So you can just say, like, well, I believe, but intellectually your brain will think what it wants to think.
Well, yeah. So you're...
Okay, and intellectually, I'm not sure.
So you're going to take the stand. You're probably like if you were hanging out with, like, Odenkirk or David Cross. Or,
yeah, the way we always do on the weekends.
Or
yeah.
Janine, you go, hey, man, how about that?
I don't know. They might believe in God.
How about that God thing? How about those?
Why
do
you say Bill
idiots,
Maher? He doesn't believe in God.
Bill Maher. How about those idiots that believe in God?
Yeah.
You know.
Those losers.
Those losers.
God.
You know, we believe in.
I believe in miracles. I believe that there's. The fact that the planet exists is a miracle. You know, people always say you can't get something for nothing except for our entire universe.
Yeah. Well, there is
started
miracles.
With nothing. Expanded.
You got to marry me, miracle.
At least it's a coincidence.
When our movie ever gets on iTunes, that'll be a miracle. Got a good call this week from a distributor. Good call from our lawyer to talk to a distributor.
Well, how can you just change? Like, I don't understand.
I'm going back. I'm going headed right back. So,
do you believe in God?
Because
of your program.
No, you can believe in a power greater than you. It doesn't have to be God.
Oh, so you could just literally believe in anyone.
I believe in.
What do you believe in? Like
Thor.
You just believe in CBS.
Captain America.
I almost said CBC, which is Canadian. What?
You just believe in a power greater than you. Those flowers, I could believe in those flowers.
Well, that is those a power greater flowers. Than you. It's like an amazing thing.
They're beautiful. I bought Bonnie flowers for Easter, and she made fun of them. Like,
I didn't make fun of them.
Oh, I didn't know 7-Eleven had flowers.
Oh, my God. You're so sensitive.
I'm not sensitive. I do something nice. Where's my Easter candy or present or card? Nothing. I always get you something on every holiday.
I didn't know we were doing that.
It's not worth doing it. It's not
worth. You're a Jew. Every time I ever say anything about Easter, you're like, I'm a Jew.
Yeah.
Did you celebrate Passover.
Did you get me
I think is a weird thing to celebrate.
You didn't do anything for Passover. You don't do anything unless I tell you to do it for me. But I do it for you all the time out of the kindness of my heart.
I apologize.
Valentine's Day. You didn't get me anything for Valentine's Day.
I did too.
No, you didn't. I got you.
I can't believe you don't remember.
What? You're going blow, Job?
If that's Richard, fucking,
if that's Valentine's Day. And I thought we had two condoms in my drawer. There's only one. Did we use?
Oh, my God. I can't. I'm not talking about it.
Is somebody using my condoms?
Would I ever, like, how dumb would I have to be? My husband is insanely jealous. Let's just use one of his condoms. Are you kidding me?
Oh, see, now look
Give
at your face.
Give me a little bit of credit. Now look at my face.
I can't tell. I don't remember if we brought, did we fool around in New York? When's the last night, that night when before
I
radio?
I don't know. I don't remember. I try to put it out of my mind the second it happens.
I thought I had two. I thought I had two, but I have one now.
God. It's so hard to...
Is that coffee cup missing? Do they come get your coffee cup?
The coffee cup is still here.
I can't... You know what? It's really bugging me because I thought I had two, but maybe I did have one. I don't know. It's bothering
well,
me.
Well, write things down. You're getting older. It's probably hard to,
I mean, listen, if someone's coming over here, I don't mind.
I made you a candle, by the way.
Listen, if somebody's coming over here, I don't mind.
Okay, you get that for Easter.
I don't appreciate
it. I made it for you.
Will you listen to me?
I made you a candle.
First of all, you didn't make me a candle. You made a candle that you go smells like me. So now all of a sudden it's my candle. And let me finish. I don't mind people coming over having sex, but I don't like them using my hard-earned money.
Oh, you don't mind the sex part, but please don't use my condoms.
I pay for those.
Yeah, they cost a lot.
Okay.
How much does a pack of condoms cost?
I don't know, like $6
or
something.
It's weird that we even use condoms.
You're supposed to. Cuts down the sensation. Makes you.
Why would you want to cut down? You're so weird.
Huh? Makes you last longer. It numbs. I remember one time.
Oh, my God.
One time they had this stuff.
When I went to the gynecologist and he asked what we use for protection, I lied because I was too embarrassed to say.
You haven't been to the gynecologist in 20 years.
That's not true.
When's the last time?
I went like 3 weeks ago.
No, you didn't. Go,
yeah, I did.
You're just a liar.
I don't tell you everything.
Godless liar.
Yeah, that's right.
A godless liar. You didn't go 3 weeks ago. Where? When?
Yes, I did.
You did not.
The truth of the matter is, I went...
You went to for the doctor
like 2 months ago.
The one
2 months ago
when I when you went for that checkup that you never followed up and
I didn't get any blood work done, but I did.
And they yelled at you, and the doctor yelled at you. That one you're talking about?
Yeah,
that was more than 2 months ago.
No.
Yeah,
it was like two and a half, whatever.
It was about 5 months ago.
No.
Yes. It was kind of warm, and.
Who cares? Anyway, whatever. I went, and it's all fine. It's all groovy.
What is TY when says?
Oh,
on a.
This is a perfect.
Wait, what's TY on a IM?
Okay, Rich, this is amazing that you just asked that. I swear to God, did you know that I was going to do this?
No,
I did not tell. I didn't tell him that I was going to do this.
What, you're going to pack and leave?
Because I noticed. That you always ask what these things mean. At one time you said, what did you think LOL meant?
Wait, hold on. Laugh out loud.
No, that's not what you thought it meant.
Laugh a lot.
Lots of laughs.
Lots a lot.
Which I thought was funny.
Wait, hold on.
It means thank you.
No, it doesn't.
What? T-Y? What means-
Oh. I thought you meant LOL means thank you.
Okay, so I wrote out some to see if you know what these... could tell me what these mean.
Okay, hold on.
So I'm going to ask you. We'll start with some pretty easy ones.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
What are you saying? Is this for text messaging?
Yeah, text messaging.
Oh, let's do it. Then I'll ask you some questions.
About what?
About
like some of the street that you grew up on?
No, I'll just ask you stuff.
Street stuff?
I'll ask you some stuff.
I'll start with some easy stuff that you might know. DIY.
DIY?
Mm-hmm.
Dining in yard.
Dining in yard, yeah. That's because people do that so often that like they actually have a thing.
No, DIY is...
you really don't know, because it's used for other things than texting. It's like...
Don't interrupt you. No. Okay.
It's do it yourself. You know, yeah, DIY.
Yeah, do it yourself. That's what I was going to say.
FOMO. FOMO.
FOMO?
Mm-hmm. You better go faster. I have like pages of this.
I don't. FOMO?
Yeah.
File over. No. FOMO. Just give me the first word and I'll tell you what it is.
Fear?
Fear on my O. No.
Fear of missing out. Which you have. You have a bad case of FOMO.
Fear of missing out?
Yeah, that means like. When I go, I got to go to the city, you're like, get a babysitter, I'm coming too. Because you have a fear of missing out.
No, I don't.
Like you're scared something good is going to happen.
Oh, here comes trouble. Come here for a second, Raina. Do you know any of these?
A star. No.
Okay. A star?
I'm in the middle of it.
All right.
If you want, there's some curse words in here, so.
Oh, okay. Raina, there's curse words. So you got to come here. Give me a kiss. No curse words.
What is this now?
It's a test that mommy's giving me.
I'm giving daddy a test to see. He doesn't know stuff on text messaging. Like he doesn't know what that means.
Oh.
You know what that one means, right?
Which one?
Okay, you don't know.
I won't say it.
No, just go up to your room.
I want to hear the test, please.
Oh my god. A star and a money sign. Dollar sign.
A star and a dollar sign?
Yeah.
How would you do that on a text? How would you do a star?
Are you kidding me?
I don't. Where's a star on your phone? You have a star?
Oh, my God.
And those people that do the faces and stuff?
No. Look.
What?
You just have to hit that thing twice.
Oh, okay. The star button?
No.
Well, hold on. I don't want to start sending texts to...
Send it to me, then. It...
Don't worry. I'll do it later.
Do you know what it means?
Don't. A star and what? A moon?
A dollar sign. Oh, my God. Come on. Speed it up.
Speed it up.
Starbucks. Starbucks.
Can I give him a message?
Oh, wait. You're going to Starbucks?
Okay, do this one.
Oh, God. This is ridiculous. Who does all? No one does
just
this.
Just do this part.
ASAFP.
What is it?
ASAFP.
As soon as. See, I've never gotten. I don't get.
ASAFP.
I don't know. What is it?
As soon as possible. As soon as.
Oh. Oh, that dirty word.
I get it.
What?
What?
As soon as fucking possible.
Oh,
no. Don't you. Do you curse?
Raina knows this one. This is actually good. Okay, who knows it? BRB.
Be right back.
Okay. Did you know that one, Rich?
Yeah.
Let's let Daddy see if he'll. BFN.
Before noon.
No. Raina, you want to take a stab at it? Bye.
Bye for now.
Yes.
I knew that.
Can I do this one?
Okay. BFF. Let's see if Daddy knows it first.
BFF? Best friend forever.
Yes.
Best friend forever. That was my answer, too.
You're cheating, Raina.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
CID.
What?
CID.
CID?
Yeah.
Can't and decided.
Oh, Mama, I'll give him this one.
What? Okay.
CID?
Consider it done.
Oh.
This is boring. This is not as fun as I thought it was going
to be. Why? Well, get her out of here.
You got nothing.
Okay. Go upstairs.
Wait, one more and then you got to go.
Okay, I'll give him...
I don't know.
H9.
What?
H9.
What does H9 mean?
What does it mean?
High noon.
No.
Well, how would it mean high noon if it was H9?
Yeah, you obviously kind of heard what I said. It means husband in room. Like if you're texting and...
Why would it be husband in room? Why would 9 be in room?
Because 9 means parent in room. So, H9.
DIY.
I'm sure wife in room is W9.
Oh, so you when you're talking to people, you'll go H9 about me?
No, I've never used it.
DIY.
All right, go upstairs, Raina. Scram.
DIY. He knew that. He got that one already.
Oh, what was it?
Okay, you get to go on. HO. Come on, speed it up.
What do you mean speed it up? You're giving me things. What do you mean speed it up?
H-O.
Part of water. No.
Hold on. Hold on. Or hang on.
Or hop over.
Okay. Bye-bye, Raina.
What does it mean, though?
Hang on.
You just took all these off the internet. You didn't know all of this.
I know all this stuff.
You didn't know all of this. You took it off the internet.
LMK.
That's LMK, please. LMK, LMK. Say LMK.
Everybody knows it.
Just say LMK.
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 Why are you making goodbye?
Scram.
LMK.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. See you tomorrow.
What?
Peace out. Why she look?
Peace out. I love you all.
Why do you look like you're dressed from Little House on the Prairie? What is it? What was the new one?
LMK, let me know. You've never texted that?
I never text one abbreviation to anybody ever.
L8R.
L8? 8 as in the number R.
Yeah. You don't know this one?
Late running.
Later.
Huh?
Later.
It would be easier just to spell later.
I know, that is true. K4Y.
Call for you.
Call?
I don't know. It's stupid. These are
kiss for you.
Who makes big deal? You can take anything and abbreviate it.
You and the letter 8 and the number 8.
Letter 8.
Sorry.
Mommy, I'm just going to go be down here and not going to make any noise. I'm going to be using my headphones. Okay,
fine, but you've already made noise right into the microphone.
Did you eat? You ate?
Yes. And then, Y-D-K-M.
Don't you lose those.
Y-D-K-M?
Y-D-K-M?
Mm-hmm, that'll be the last one. Oh, another one.
You don't know me.
You got one. You got one.
I got to go.
Oh, confetti. And then you'll probably get this one.
Don't rip the flower. Don't.
S or G.
What?
Raina, go. Get your headphones on now. 1, 2.
S or G?
Yeah, you probably text that one all the time to your friends.
I don't know what it means. Straight or gay?
Yes. See? That one you get. That one you get.
I got the one before.
Nothing.
Just tell me. Happy or sad?
What did it mean, really?
Happy or sad?
Sad or great? S or G? Sad or great?
And why did you make me not hear that one?
No, it's not that I'm not making you not hear that one. I'm saying go. We're trying to do something. This is the worst. Come on.
Let's go. Step it up. This podcast, step it up.
I'm trying.
I'm okay. Sitting here, you know.
Sorry.
With your little dumb test.
I thought it would be funny.
Well, how would it be funny? Either you know it or you don't know it. I don't know these things. I don't send. When I text, I.
There's one more, I think, that I should say.
Husband's
187.
In let's forget about this test.
Homicide. Murder.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It must be some cop thing. 187. We got a 187. Raina, get out of here. I'm not kidding around. What is the matter with you? What is the matter with Ed? This whole fucking thing is ridiculous. I can't. What? What? Like, I'm really like, this is my life. This is my life. Like, I'm doing some dumb podcast at my kitchen table with my kid. Like, what did they do? Get your headphones on now.
This is
a side of myself I never wanted anyone to ever see.
This is show business for you. Do you count this as show business?
Yeah, this is woo.
does this count as like when you started off?
Look, I was with her all. We went into the city. She came to all my shows with me this weekend. It's like that's who I am now. I'm like. Oh, look at the lady with the kid.
Well, you wanted to go on vacation in the city. I said in a couple weeks I would have went when I'm home. I would have done it in a couple, but you wanted to do it, and you promised her this weekend.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Well, but yes, you are.
We had a lot of fun. I'm just saying, like, it's like now it's permeating every single aspect of my life.
You're being negative about it, all right? Before, that's kind of negative. I had a, you know. When she gets a little older, I'll take her to my gigs with me too. I used to take my kids all the time when they were older.
She made the face like that sounded like the worst thing ever.
No, wait till you get to go to my shows. And then you get to go see some, you get to go to good clubs and stuff. Huh? And
she thinks that I did a good club and that she told me afterwards I was really funny.
Did you
say I was? Which joke did you like?
The one about, like, you said...
Talking to the mic.
The one about that when that she walked up to a guy, I think, and he told her that he texted a driver sometimes, and she was so mad at him because...
I think you're mixing up two jokes. Okay, bye-bye.
Because...
Bye-bye.
And it was like... And so she...
Oh, so, I can't do this.
She said you should practice while texting and driving. She was so mad.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Then she wrote jokes about it all day?
Yeah, then to the next gig in the cab, she was like just doing one after the other.
Of your material?
Well, I mean, she took the
concept
of that joke and applied it to other things.
You know how many
people... I didn't realize that was a formula.
Well, okay, so, all right, so let's step it up, like you said, step it up. Okay. I got to leave tomorrow morning.
Raina, headphones. Both of them.
You're focusing too much on her.
What?
Relax, it's Sunday night.
I can't relax. Well, I can't.
It's Sunday night?
I just can't.
Game of Thrones tonight, Mad Men.
This is really, what? It's like we're having a phone conversation and people can hear it. It's the worst
fucking podcast
ever. No, like people, the thing is like now when I go do other podcasts, like I have no respect for the whatever it is. Just start talking. And even when we did that one where it was supposed to be for posterity for the library or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just babble. Like I didn't care one bit that it was being recorded. But like other people, they take it seriously, you know.
When
they're like, well,
them.
Actually, we're not starting it. Should we start now? Then I guess we'll... well, hello, we're here with Bonnie McFarlane, and it's like, go fuck yourself. Let's just stop.
Do you take any?
I can't take
do you take
it.
Interviews serious?
I do not. I cannot. I will not.
I exploded on ONA about that stewardess that was doing material on fucking on the
stewardess?
Plane. Yeah, what
is that how you're getting even? Is that how you're getting even? You're gonna call her a stewardess?
That's what she is, a stewardess, right?
No, that is not what she is.
What is she?
I don't know, but
a
stewardess. That is like...
What are you talking about?
No, we're not. Stop.
A stewardess.
You go upstairs. No. That
a flight attendant,
that
a stewardess.
That probably like since 68 was the last time that anyone else ever used that.
I know. When I'm on a plane, I go, excuse me, stewardess.
Yeah, well, they love you, I bet.
Excuse me, Stuart, and then I'll go to the mail. Excuse me, Stuart. The men are Stuarts and the women are Stuartess.
And then when you see like a...
I really think a condom's missing.
When you see a black guy like bussing tables at a restaurant and you go, boy, come on over here.
No, I... Yeah, boy. Or...
Yes, stop. It's the worst. You're the worst.
Stuartess. Well, anyhow... I fucking
okay, so
lost
the,
it.
The thing is that there's a flight
we didn't talk
attendant.
About it on our podcast yet, have
no,
we? No,
there's a flight attendant who's gone viral with some material from 1986.
Get closer to the mic.
It's not like okay. So then somebody took a, you know, videoed her, whatever you call
yeah.
it, doing this, and then posted it, and people are like, she's hilarious and stuff. Audience goes wild. I happen to know for a fact that, like, whoever is being vocal, if you're not being vocal, like, you have no voice. If you don't like something like that, like, of course you only hear the people that are laughing and clapping. Like,
yeah.
unless
no,
you...
No, I'm watching the plane. Everybody's fucking enjoying it.
Everyone was?
Yeah, yeah pretty much.
I happen
much.
To know that there are people that do not like the Southwest...
Yeah, of course.
...flights simply because else? They are trying to be funny. It is annoying. I'm sure somebody who flies all the time, especially they if you flew Southwest three times, you've heard it all already.
I know, they
so
all do
it's,
this.
It's so annoying. Why? So they have this
why
like...
Why doesn't anybody yell out, you stink, stop?
I mean,
do you think the plane? You think they get in trouble if someone you started heckling her?
Like you can't boo. I mean,
oh, I would be in a seat going, ugh.
No, we were on a plane one time where the, I guess it was Southwest where they were being, you know, yeah. jokey or whatever, and you were very, ugh, like, and it was more embarrassing that you were doing that. People were looking at you like, well, this guy really doesn't enjoy things. He's not a good person. But it is annoying. It's like, you know, I mean, I don't know. The annoying thing is that it is what it is. I guess if people like it, they can like it. But
I'm going to have to grab the mic and really talk to these people next
no,
time.
No, you wouldn't. You can will you not. Don't threaten things that you know you're not.
How
going
do you know?
To
like if
do.
I grab the mic and go to the people, look, this is demeaning. It's embarrassing. Okay. If. Any other, if you got on a train and the conductor started doing that or on a bus, you'd be like, shut the fuck up. Shut
even if they
up.
Were, even if they were like, even if it wasn't the most fucking hacky shit you've ever heard in your life, like yeah. even if this person was actually like slightly funny on their own, it would still be annoyed because I'm like, it's inappropriate.
I didn't get on a plane here.
I'm
comedy.
Just trying to, yeah, it would be like if
so many people making people writing, oh, this is better than comedy clubs, or this is better than some comedians I've seen. Oh, really, really? Because she's dealing with a bunch of drunks and yeah, just I don't want to. It's not even close. It's just ridiculous.
Well, people think that's better than comedy clubs, and then they should just
fucking
fly.
Kill themselves.
Like that's fine. Don't come in. Like.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of going to a comedy club, spend $400 for a round trip flight and hopefully
yeah,
you'll get some good
they're
humor.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah no,
and those are the same people that are like, this food is better than in a restaurant. Yeah, good.
They'll talk to you like, I don't think I've ever once started a conversation with anybody sitting next to me.
No, I never. I will sometimes say hi when they come sit down or something. Like, just try to be like, especially if I have Raina with me, try to be a little polite because you have to get out 800 times.
I want to say, this is really what I want to say. You see this right here? This is an invisible window. Your body doesn't cross over into my territory.
Can I just tell you something that other people...
What?
Not me, but this is an argument. I'm just trying to help you see all viewpoints. I think some people think that, you know, life is about meeting people and, you know, sharing joy. And if the plane goes down, someone will pull them from the wreckage if they've made some connection. People want to connect.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If the plane goes down and I don't die and this fucking jamoke next to me is still breathing, I'll grab him. But... we don't have to have a conversation leading up to that moment. We don't have to discuss anything.
Can I tell you something?
Unless, and it's never happened, I've never once, I had maybe once or twice in 20 years a semi-good-looking girl sit next to me that I might have
talked
to.
Thank you.
Might have
talked to. No, I appreciate it, Rich, because I've sat next to you many times.
No, I'm talking about strangers that I might have talked to, But
really,
they've got to be.
That's your barometer for somebody that might be interesting, worth your words.
Yes,
they have to be attractive.
Yes,
you are disgusting, and I'm going to get a divorce tomorrow because of that statement. Like, I'm sick of that.
Tomorrow, I'm not going to even be here. I'll be in Vegas.
You know what? It's like
flyer. No,
that is one of the things that I dislike about you the most. You're so shallow on that.
Well, at least
Raina
could swim in me. She can't
really
go in the deep end.
Now I'm siding with the flight attendant. Now she is funnier than you. She would never
say
something.
Horrible.
That was really bad, especially after like trashing.
She doesn't know what funny is. At least Raina could swim in me.
No, I'll talk to somebody in the
no,
industry.
No, listen, I've been sitting in a car with you before when a woman has walked across the crosswalk. Whatever, she's not trying to be anything, just living her life. And you've been like this, ugh. You've done that about a random woman walking across the street in front of your car. How dare she show up on this planet with an ass that's too big? Or you'll just like point out people's flaws just sitting there. You'll just be like, her fucking ass is too big. Like anyone gives a shit what you think.
Because a girl, look at her. Like, you look at her face and it's very pretty.
Yeah, but
face.
It's not like that's. I mean, I don't even know. What is that? Narcissism? It's like people aren't put on this planet for your
approval.
Like, yeah, I mean, just for your enjoyment. Like, it's not about you.
I didn't say it was. I can make
I know, but
I can
that's
have
like,
opinions. I can have opinions.
Yeah, but why would you? Like, what is the point? What is the point of having an opinion of somebody that's...
You've said so many mean things.
Walking
are you crazy? All the mean things you've said? When racist stuff and anti-this or anti-that and...
There's a difference between, like, doing something for humor, which I've done for you before, where I've made fun of every single person we see as a joke to you. I've done, like, there's a difference between doing that as a joke and just you hating people. And you just said... I won't talk to anyone unless there's a certain amount of attractiveness.
Well, if they,
or they've got golf pants on.
No, if they're, you know, if I think they have a good job, or.
Well, that's not what you said, though. That's not what
you said.
You
didn't let me finish.
No.
You didn't let me finish.
You said, in all the years I've traveled, a good-looking girl sat next to me.
Never.
One time.
Never. You don't get them. They always.
Yeah, maybe they like get their. They see who they're sitting next to, and they get it changed.
Do you think maybe that's what happened?
They look at you and you're fucking... Like, you're sitting there like... And drooling and, you know, disgusting. And then you expect somebody to, like, attractive sit
you know
next
what gets
you.
Me?
I mean...
when I, like, if I fall asleep on a plane and I wake up and my shirt is stained, I know I drooled a little.
You're a disgusting human being. And yet you expect everyone else to...
Well, if someone's good looking and I'm talking to them, I'm not going to fall asleep and drool. I'm going to be... engulfed into the conversation.
Engulfed? Great. Yeah. And they'll be engulfed too if you talk at their face.
What's that's not the word?
No.
What's the word?
Engrossed?
No, engulfed.
Okay, fine. Say engulfed. Say whatever you want. I don't know if I meet your standards of beauty to even be having this conversation.
No, you do. You have humor too, and humor trumps a lot of beauty.
I tell you, one time I was coming back from Florida and this guy
probably seven times. What happened?
Fine, then you tell the story.
I know what happened.
Go ahead.
Why would you get mad? You just spent an hour trashing me.
I'm not trashy. I'm trying to make you see what a horrible person you are.
Is that what this is about?
I feel like that's what the job of a wife is to make their husband look at themselves. They're disgusting, hideous creatures.
What happened? You were coming back from Florida? When were you in Florida?
When I was taping that pilot for CNN.
And what happened?
Bonnie, next to a guy who started talking to me. He was an interesting guy. And then...
Was he hot?
No. He was married. He told me right away he was married when he started talking to me. Like I was going to suddenly throw myself on him. And then...
Why did they tell you that?
And then we were talking for a while. And then he goes, okay, I'm going to read my book now. Which I kind of loved that he just sort of shut it all down. Like...
Well, it's like...
Let's... Like now the plane is taking off. We've done enough small talk.
I think I've said this on the podcast before. Which really bothers me. You ever been on an elevator or something? And
I've never. No.
And you've never said one word to the person. And as they're getting off, they're like, have a good day. But you didn't talk to them. And they walk.
What a fucking creep.
And you're like.
I can't believe anyone would say that.
But without talking to them, all of a sudden they walk up and have a good day. Like, was I supposed to talk to you? Are you fucking judging me that we didn't talk?
Oh, you think they're being like sarcastic?
No, they're just like, have a good
day. Have a nice day, asshole.
No, have a good day, but...
Well, what could possibly be wrong with saying have a good day?
Well, then why didn't you talk while we were going up? Don't just have a good day and walk off. That's fucking...
Oh, my God.
That doesn't upset you?
If they did talk in the elevator, that would piss you off, right? If they started having a conversation with you.
Not if they were good looking. Or
you like to make jokes in the elevator, which is annoying. And then he gets a laugh and you think you're so great, but it's really just nervousness. People are like, ugh.
What I don't like,
we're getting off.
What I don't like is when my door is closed and somebody runs up and sticks their hand in it and fucking delays the whole process because, oh, sorry. What are you staring
at? Put your headphones on.
What is she staring at? She looks up. This kid has 4,000 arts and crafts things going at once. She's making where's your vending machine? I thought you made a vending machine. Can I buy stuff out of your vending machine? What's that? What is that?
A blueprint for a sandcastle.
A blueprint for a sandcastle?
Okay, I gotta go.
No, we're only at 39 minutes. We got 6 more minutes and we'll wrap it up. We'll do 45 minutes.
Ooh, lucky you people.
This is not one of our better ones. This is, huh?
Please. What? Somebody come and shoot me in the head.
I drove back from New Hampshire last night to see you. I couldn't wait 4 hours straight. I only stopped 3 pisses. One on the side of the road.
Aww. Aww.
And I drove. And you know, when those lights go off, I stopped at a light, but then the light went off. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, what the?
Like the light that takes a picture. But I stopped.
Oh.
But I went to
That's what you're talking about. I thought you just meant like the light, like.
I better not get a ticket in the fucking mail for something I didn't do, because you can't fight it. I got a ticket in December.
Police state.
I got a ticket in December.
We're living under.
I got a ticket in December in Portland. Speeding ticket, and they never sent me anything yet. December. And I called them. They go, oh, well.
So I go through the toll things all the time without paying. I never get any tickets.
Are you fucking kidding me? They send you.
I've only got sent one time.
I went through one last night on the West Side Highway.
Exactly the same amount if you pay it as if you went through.
The West Side Highway doesn't even have toll collectors. They just take a picture of your car and send it to you now.
Yeah, so good. Let them send it to
you. $5. They just want to. They don't want to hire anybody. They take a picture of your car, send us $5.
So send it. Then you send it. Big deal.
Yeah, but I don't have time to fucking write checks and put them in a envelope and go.
Oh my God, are you really that? You really?
Yeah.
Why don't you get a start getting a 2-in-1 shampoo? Save you a little time there. And now
I don't use conditioner.
Oh my God, where can you?
I've never used conditioner.
Can you shave off time?
Who uses conditioner? That's a scam.
It's not a scam. Are you crazy?
Are you crazy? Oh my shampoo. God. That's all you need. Conditioner.
It's just a.
No, it's a scam. When you have short hair, you don't need conditioner.
Maybe not for you. But then why in your shows are you always telling women they need conditioner if it's such a scam? I mean, what do you really believe in your heart, Rich? And what are you saying on stage? Are you not
Oh,
coming
yeah.
Coming from a place of truth.
Well, when you have dry, dry hair. Like,
mm-hmm.
When you have dry hair. You're right. Well, I don't use conditioner.
Excuse me. Is it a scam?
No, I was wrong. I retract my statement. I take it back. We have a live podcast coming up, May 20th. May 20th, we are doing a live podcast.
And we have...
Jim Norton is going to be our counselor.
Our
Jim.
Celebrity marriage counselor. How is he going to be a marriage counselor? He's the worst choice. Did you pick him?
Then we're in a film festival. We sent him a Blu-ray, and they said, how could it fucking not work when it's worked on every other
this
festival?
This is the story you're going to bring up for the end of the podcast? When you said, step it up. When you said, we got to step it up. Did you have that Blu-ray story in the back of your head?
No, it's just
him.
I
know what's going to bring this home.
What's that?
I know why they're waiting around this extra 6 minutes. Because I got a Blu-ray story to tell.
We set up a Blu-ray that didn't work. Isn't that interesting? Well, we sent him another one.
Well, I made a call to find out what it costs to make a copy.
$450
for...
Woo!
I got nothing. I'm tired.
That is, yeah.
I drove back.
Look,
from
you
New
went
Hampshire.
To New Hampshire, then you went somewhere else.
No,
you went somewhere
no.
else. And you went
I started
else.
Off in Connecticut.
Connecticut
on Thursday, Maine
you
on
bet.
Friday.
Who'd you work with?
In Connecticut,
yeah,
some local guy, and he was kind of good. He wasn't that bad.
Great, you know his name?
Nah.
No. Okay.
Why would I know his name?
I have no idea. I don't know. You don't.
Why would I know his name? But he was.
You
he
don't make connections
school.
With people. That's
he was
your
overweight.
Thing.
He was overweight.
He was sitting next to you in a plane. You wouldn't even.
Well, he was overweight, and I told him what he's got to do to lose weight.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
No.
Unsolicited?
No, he was talking about his weight. I go, just do a pound a week. That's all you got to do. Not get crazy and try to fucking go out of control.
And what were some of the tips you gave him to lose that pound a week?
I told him to cut out bread, mayonnaise, butter.
I
told him
piece of cake.
I
but don't
said, no
have
cake.
That.
No cake. And then I
flight
ordered a bunch
attendants
of food.
Got nothing on us. We're making piece of cake jokes.
Then
ooh,
I fucking ordered food in front of him and showed him willpower.
Oh.
But he said he lost a bunch of weight and gained it back. But I said, look, it's
oh,
like anything.
Oh my God! You know what the thing is? The Wait. Difference is if you're with women and they're like. Like I'm going on a diet or whatever.
Oh,
this
I
is what you
what
say. No, this is what you say. You don't. You look amazing. Like even if they're 400 pounds, you don't need to. You
I wouldn't
look great.
Say that. I would be honest with them.
Well,
tough love. Tough
that's
love.
The difference.
Go listen. Instead of four cookies, have one.
You don't think like anyone like this guy, right? He's not 4 years old. Like how could he not know this stuff? This wisdom.
Because he was overweight.
Like, how could he?
Because he was
oh,
overweight.
Yeah, but it just means he's not doing it. They still know.
No, that's not true. There's people around the country that don't know how to eat healthy. The whole fucking world is. You think people?
You
everybody
think people
knows how
don't
to
know
healthy?
Like mayonnaise is bad for you. This is the problem.
Yes,
this
yes.
is what this is what
In
fat
certain,
people
yes,
do.
Yes.
That is the number one issue. They say, "Oh, one cookie won't make a difference." When the truth is, or a little bit of mayonnaise won't make the difference. But the truth is that it does make the difference. That's what they know it's bad for you, but they just think, I mean, what could a little
no,
bit of mayonnaise
not,
on
no.
a sandwich? That's, I'm telling you, that's where they
you,
go
you're wrong.
Wrong.
Everybody doesn't
they
have.
They do not know. They
everybody
do know.
Doesn't
of
have
course
knowledge.
They know. They're so, every, how could you miss that knowledge? You'd have to actively stop yourself from reading and watching television.
I don't read.
To not know that shit.
I know it. I know.
And even you know it. So you're arguing my point for me.
What I'm saying is everybody's in
they
you're
do
saying,
know. They
saying,
do know. They
okay.
choose not to act on it.
All right.
They do know. Trust me, they fucking know.
No.
Yes, Some they do. Don't. When they're eating a fucking box of Oreos every night,
well,
they know
yeah,
what they need to do to not. But it's just like me eating at night. I know. Don't eat at night, you know.
You could eat at
it's
night.
A sumo wrestler's diet to not eat during the day and then just eat
no,
at night.
But
do
eat
I change it? No, I don't.
You can eat at night as long as you don't eat too much or bad
I'm
stuff.
Just, okay.
That whole past a certain time. I mean, everybody's everybody's bodies on different times. So you can't
say...
You
know, sumo wrestlers do? They don't eat all day. They eat a huge meal at night with some beers and go to bed. And that's how they gain all that weight.
I'm sure that's not true.
Okay. You don't read or whatever.
I do read. I read.
You just said right there you don't read.
I was joking, but I do. But I'm sure they eat all day long too. Okay? What I'm saying is everybody doesn't have knowledge of what healthy is. Okay? People think drinking, going out and having a salad is healthy, but they don't know that the Russian dressing isn't.
They do know.
They don't know it.
Of course they do.
No, they don't. They think they're going out and having a salad.
They just think a little bit of dressing isn't going to make a difference. That's the problem. They know the dressing is the problem, but they go, what's a little bit of dressing? A couple of fries? What's a little bit of, you know, what's a McDonald's once a week?
Okay, so you're trashing them. I'm trying to help them.
I'm not trashing them. I'm saying they already know.
You're calling them fat and stupid.
You and
you're
like, hey, you should, you know what, cut out the sugar. They're like, yeah, okay.
Sugar is... I mean, I'm a sugar addict, but that's bad stuff. I love it. But last night I had 2 crumb cakes that were delicious driving
home. Is that a euphemism?
What do you mean?
Is that a gay euphemism? I had 2 crumb cakes.
No.
I had 2 crumb cakes last night, if you know what I'm saying.
And then I worked Connecticut on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Then Friday, I drove to New Hampshire.
You got it.
I met the other comic, and we drove to Maine.
Was that guy fat?
He was the booker. He books the rooms.
He books the room and also...
Does stand-up. But he's got like 50 rooms. A bunch of rooms all over. He's the guy in Maine that books everything up in that area, New Hampshire and Maine and stuff.
What's his name?
Rob Steen. Mm. And he books a lot of stuff. You know, he has 30 shows going at once or 20.
You guys drove together?
I drove in his car because I don't feel like driving. I just drove from Connecticut to New Hampshire. But he was, I like talking to him. Why? He's interesting. Hmm. I talked to him about, you know.
Oh, wow. So this
guy. Well, we talk comedy.
If he was on a plane.
If he was a comic, we talk comedy. Oh. So, yeah. It's interesting, you know. Tell me about Gilbert. Gilbert is
Godfrey.
Gilbert's working his club, right? So mm-hmm. Gilbert's, this is how insane people are. But they don't know. Whoever does Gilbert's road manager, listen.
Don't say this and that. We don't know what you're talking about. This was this and that.
Well, I don't want to tell the story. It's
okay,
stupid.
Then don't tell the story.
It's kind of funny, though.
Well, tell the story then. I mean, we've got like 6 listeners. I mean, do you really think it's going to get out?
It's not a bad story. Forget the story.
Tell this goddamn story.
He's taking a bus up to New Hampshire.
Great. Who, Gilbert?
Yeah.
Okay.
The hotel and the bus station. The bus station is literally a half a block from the hotel.
Right. And who has picked me up?
He goes, I want to be picked up. I go, it's right there. And his people go, no, you got to pick him up. But it's like cutting through a parking lot and you're there.
Right. Well, maybe he didn't want to get lost. Maybe it's bad directions.
You cannot not see the hotel from there.
Well, was he embarrassed when the guy picked him up? And he was like,
No, it's not yet. He's coming up here in a couple
weeks. The guy just stood on the steps of the hotel and put his arm out and grabbed him. Come on.
But it's not him. He's a nice guy. He's nuts, but he's a nice guy.
I just think he's probably, you know, people say, oh, it's only a half a block or it's only a little ways. And then it's like... People live in towns. They think things.
That's true, too. Some people go, it's like 2 blocks.
You never really know what it really is. Like and then the other you night, get lost and you're stranded in the middle of someplace. So I kind of get it. Like
the other night after our show, I go, where's that diner? There's a famous diner in Manchester. He goes, it's right by the hotel.
Oh, the famous Manchester diner?
There's Sarah Silverman's pictures in that diner.
Oh, my God. It has made it. Diner has made it.
She grew up there.
Yeah, so that's just the famous.
Well, there's other people.
Sarah Silverman grew up here.
I'm sure there's weathermen and some other people put their picture, some athletes, but her picture's hanging up in there. So it's a famous diner.
Oh, shit.
So I said, where's that diner? Because I ate there before.
Uh-huh.
He goes, it's right by the hotel. After the show, I'll drive you by it. I'll show you where it is. And then I'll take you back to the hotel and you can walk over there. And as we're driving, I go, turn around because we're already too far. like he thought it was close, but it wasn't close.
It wasn't close. That's what happens.
So I had him stop, and I bought one piece of fried chicken. One piece of fried chicken. Took it back to my room. Took
what
it off
that,
the
book. Did you call the fat guy and go, look, I'm having one piece, but only one piece. I'm going to take off some of the skin.
That's what I did. And I put it on whole wheat bread, one of those rounds.
Yep.
And I made a sandwich with hot sauce.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You just got to do things in.
Sure.
You know, and I have.
That fat guy would have ate the whole thing. God, he doesn't get it. He doesn't know. He needs Rich Voss to tell him.
And then he wrote me like his name and number on a big piece of yellow paper like that when we were
Who?
Done. Well, first of all, he was supposed to work. You know
God,
what he said?
Your stories are incredible.
Wait.
They're so good. Let me just make sure I'm going to remember this to tell my children. You had one piece of chicken?
But wait a second. He was opening for me on Thursday, this guy, and he was supposed to do it for free. Like the guy got him. It was a guest spot.
Right. Now, who is this? Is the fat guy?
Yeah. So I go, you know what? So I threw him $50, right?
Yeah.
As I'm handing him $50, he goes, oh, no, don't worry about it. As he's saying that, he's putting it in his pocket. Like,
oh, I know. That's what people do all the time.
He goes, don't worry about it. He put it in his pocket.
Well, because they know it's polite, but they fucking want it so bad.
But he went to law school, but he was kind of funny. And then he wrote me his name and number and all that stuff in case, you know.
And then did you...
Yes.
Rip it up in front of him?
No, I didn't want to. It was funny. It was funny. He had some good material.
About food?
I didn't listen to it.
Well, how do you know he had funny bits?
I don't remember it. There was some good stuff.
All right. Well, this was good stuff. And I think that's where we were getting around to is how.
Well, let's talk about what's going on. We got the live podcast.
Oh, we got a live podcast.
We're waiting for a network to see if we're going to do a pilot with them. The production
company.
You
want to talk about that? Don't talk about that.
Why not?
Not yet.
Oh,
okay. Too soon.
All right. We sent them more information.
Okay. You really want to tell somebody, but just wait. It'll either happen or it won't. Okay. You got nothing else. Just give it up. Say goodbye. Okay.
We got the live podcast May 20th at the Village
Underground.
Okay, I
think they got that. I don't know. I'm going to guess.
The Village Underground.
They heard it.
Bonnie, I want to thank Bonnie for her text quiz that
it fucking failed. Big deal.
How long did it take you to prepare that?
I don't know, a minute.
Well, you learn all that stuff. You went on a website and got all that, didn't you? Because you didn't know all of those. There's no way. Why don't you tell the truth? Where did you get that stuff from?
I know it.
Where did you get that from?
I know it.
Okay, and this week I am in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. Brad Garrett was supposed to host, but he's not hosting now.
Oh, cry me a river. Oh, boy, this is some news. You save this. This is what we call burying the lead. You should have told this right up at the top of the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Brad Garrett no longer hosting. What happened, Rich? What happened to Brad Garrett?
He's probably got something, another commitment.
Another commitment!
Commitment.
Okay, goodbye.
Raina?
In my next life, I'm working alone.
Alone.
That's it.
Alone.
Raina, why are you so cute?
Cute.
Okay.
Are you working anywhere this weekend?
Weekend.
Okay, I gotta go. Bye.
What are you doing?
It suddenly turned into like the morning zoo
bye,
or something.
Bye.
Come here. You want me to interview you real quick? Do a
quick,
2 minute, quick. 1 minute interview. 1 minute.
Quick.
Just 1 minute. Talk for real. How did you like New York?
Good.
Did you see Marina? I'll turn it on unless you're normal. Did you hang out in the park?
Yeah.
You go up to Harlem?
Yes.
And you went to the museum?
Yes.
And you saw Marina?
Yes.
Did you have fun going to the museum?
Yes.
Any dinosaurs?
I almost got lost in it. The dinosaurs.
Scram, you're getting on everybody's nerves.
Yeah,
let's see. Yeah, she gets on my nerves. Sometimes he's good, and sometimes this is what we get. Well, anyhow, folks, I'll be at the MGM Grand. Bonnie's got some stuff coming.
I will be dead if things go my way.
Really? Why do you look so beaten down? Look at you. You look just like...
It's been a long weekend. And then I have to do this shit.
I don't want a 10 scale. What do you rate this podcast?
I don't know.
I'm not going to go with this is a good one. I'm going to go average. We didn't
talking about it on the podcast. It makes it even worse.
We didn't go deep into anything like we used to.
Are you that star for attention that you're willing to just?
I don't want to. Please don't go. My life is not worth living. Let's have a microphone in front of my face.
Are you fucking? You're the one who just said. I hope if everything goes this way, I love living.
No. Yeah, you want to live on this podcast. That's why you keep it going. It's like ridiculous. I got to go. I can't.
Well, you're not going to say goodbye?
No.
All right. Listen, go to Amazon. If you're going to buy something from Amazon, go to riotcast.com/mywifehatesme. What? Those are good. Mommy just spit out your cookie. She took a bite and spit it out, Raina. I think it was very good. Anyhow, I thought it was a great cookie, Raina. You know what to do if you're going to buy something from Amazon. That whole Riotcast/My Wife Hates Me. I'm working on my 4 CD, which will be out soon. I don't have a title for it or an album cover, so I got to figure that out. If you have any good ideas, good ones, not mean ones, and then maybe I'll use it. Talk to you later. Peace out. We're out.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.